Hello. So I'm out trimming a bush next to our front picture window, and in picking up the clippings, I see a train of ants. I did take time to watch them for a minute. My, they were really moving, like picking them up and putting them down. In the course of time, I upset their track, and that sent them in all directions. And I recall once at a picnic, this is a true story, I noticed a lonely ant away from the rest of his family. There was a rather large crumb nearby, so I decided the ant needed that crumb. I directed the ant with my finger to that crumb by putting my finger down, making him stop in going in that direction. Then he went another direction. I put my finger there. So with a series of placing my finger on the ground, I diverted him to the crumb. He took it, and he must have taken all of his might to catch up with the others. And I'm sure that every time I placed my finger on the ground in front of him to change the direction of his path, he must have thought, wow, this is the end of the world. But my friend, in fact, it was actually that which directed him to the meal of his life. I've often been reminded that when God puts obstacles in front of me, like changing my direction, whatever it was, that it just has to be for my benefit. Now, while we're on the ant subject, I recall reading about an ant. He was seen carrying a long piece of straw. Finally, it came to a crack in the rock, which was like a precipice to this tiny creature. After attempting to take its burden across in several ways, the ant went to one end of the straw, pushed it in front of him over the crack till it reached to the other side. He then crossed over on the straw, and went on the other side, pulled it after him. All I can say is, wow. Proverbs 6:6 reads, "Go to the ant and consider its way." So, my friend, the bottom line is this: there is no burden which you and I carry faithfully and patiently, but will someday become a bridge to carry us. And that's because the God of circumstances will not place a burden upon us that is heavier than we can bear. It is only heavy enough to serve as a bridge to carry us over. So my prayer is, Lord, I ask that this one not fight your direction in a particular area of their life. May they take that which is a burden to them at this very moment and ask, how can I make it into a bridge? In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks for calling. Following the signal, you can talk if you like. Goodbye.